Powering up essential systems. Booting root C/audio logs. Reviewing previous data cells. Repairing audio files.
I'm sitting up, trying to pick glass out of my face.
The dude who runs this place, he calls himself the Guardian or whatever. His name is Roger.
If we knock off Roger, then we're just, you know, Chad or Karen will take over. I think we need some sort of people-led uprising.
What is that?
Quickly and quietly, dash back to the people.
I'm going to try and keep my cover, so y'all do whatever you want.
Becca's laughing. What did you do?
I am a minus one.
No.
Wait, what did you roll? No, I'm running after Gregor.
Okay.
There's a fight. I'm not missing out on this.
I think I would like to draw the prey all the way into the trap.
I'm going to yank the board toward me rather than kind of twisting it to the side. I'm not a medical professional.
You killed it. First fatality.
Aaron just murdered someone.
I'm going to stuff him inside of the wardrobe.
They pin you in a... in an alleyway. It's a dead-end alleyway. What do you do?
You're unconscious.
Plus the harm.
You're unconscious.
Yep. All right, it's 3-on-1.
Okay.
For Gregor, we gotta find him.
We gotta go.
Let's get a move on.
First thing that I am curious about, so we pick up where we left off last time. So we have Bravo, Dice, and Rex standing just outside of an adjacent building with Golden One. Y'all have just been discussing, Gregor has run off in some direction, and y'all don't know what his fate is. So, what do you do?
Okay, so we need to find Gregor. Did anybody see which way he went?
I saw him jump out the window earlier. Let him on a cat and mouse chase.
We saw which way he ran because we were on top of the other building. But as far as, I mean, they ran into an alley and yeah, we we can see if we can track him.
This is true. Okay, so I think we need to hurry because let's say he gets captured. That like ruins absolutely everything. So we kind of need to go right now.
Let's do it.
Where are we going?
Okay, here's a question. I, Aaron, know that he used the routes that he and Bravo came to this place from, but I don't know how to, I don't want to be metagaming and be like, obviously he used these routes as Bravo, because I'm not sure if I would realize that or not. Is there any kind of rule that I can use to decide if I would have picked up on that?
You could always try weird.
Yes, that's a good point. You could open your mind to the psychic maelstrom, make a weird roll and see what information the weird apocalypse energy of this world is willing to give you. Or you could do something else, whatever you want.
Okay, Bravo is like, oh, gosh, I was with him last. Which way would he have gone? Which way? And he starts just, like, thinking back on the way they came and, like, trying to figure out really hard. And there are a few, like, sparks that go off from beneath his beanie a little bit as he goes a little bit too hard for his hardware. I think this is our first time doing the psychic maelstrom thing.
It is indeed. Okay, so I will read. Open your brain to the world's psychic maelstrom. When you open your brain to the world's psychic maelstrom, roll plus weird. On a hit, the MC tells you something new and interesting about the current situation and might ask you a question or two. Answer them. On a 10 plus, the MC gives you good detail. On a 7 to 9, the MC gives you an impression. If you already all know all there is to know, the MC will tell you that. On a miss, be prepared for the worst.
Yeah, I feel like after I just killed a guy and think I'm about to die, it would make sense for me to get desperate and do something I haven't done before. So here we go. Psychic Maelstrom, opening my mind. I get a 12.
Ooh.
Okay, so what does the psychic maelstrom feel like to you? Like, what is Bravo experiencing as he opens his brain or cybernetics or however it works?
Okay, so with where Bravo's from, he used to download memories into his cybernetics. And when he thinks with his physical memories, it's how we experience memories. But when he thinks with his cybernetic memories, it's technological, and so it feels a bit different. There's a bit of graphics issues at the edges. There's a bit of pixelation. It's very realistic, but not completely realistic. And so and there's this natural feel to the normal memories, and there's this technological feel to the built-in or to the downloaded memories. But when you switch between them, there's this fraying edge where it kind of, like, unless you're paying really close attention, you wouldn't even notice, but it kind of, as it transitions from one to the other, there's a period of static. And so as Bravo is thinking as hard as he can, he accidentally goes back towards, like an old habit just springing back in a time of stress, he goes towards built-in memories or downloaded memories that he doesn't have anymore. And when he does, he just goes right into the static and stays there. And as the static grows and just gets thicker in his mind, instead of just staying static, the randomness kind of coalesces and forms into shapes that he didn't ever expect to see there before.
It's a real file not found moment there.
We'll see about that.
Perfect. That does it. I love how it's kind of funny. I think you're like, what is accessing the psychic maelstrom feel like? And it's like, it feels like the beginning of this podcast where you hear the hard drive whirring and driving away, and it's like accessing boot memory root C, and then you just hear the static as it reconstructs it.
Ah, I didn't even think of that. You know what? Edit that out. I did think of that, and I did it on purpose.
Maybe this whole thing is just a recovered file from Bravo at the end.
Oh. Wait, are we making a found footage podcast?
I think we are now.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's how this came to be. Bravo, you know, this is part of Bravo's memory. It's been recovered. We don't know why or how, but...
It's going to get real awkward if Bravo dies in the first season, then.
Well, that's why they have to access his memories. Okay, so yeah, so that's exactly what happens. Like, you sit there, you're crunched. The other players, Golden One's kind of... His eyes are going wide. He hasn't seen this before. As like you see little sparks and lights coming up from your beanie, it starts to smoke a little bit from places where it's melting the like synthetic fibers. And what you get is you start to see the static as it coalesces and it becomes smaller and finer and finer and finer grain. What looks almost like security camera footage, even though as far as you can tell, there's no cameras around here. And what you see is you see Gregor. As he drops out of the window, and he's like highlighted or like in a square. Think like person of interest. You see him run away, and you can tell his direction, and it follows a little bit. And what you end on is you end with a still image of him cornered in the back alley, and this whirring sound. And as that whirring sound starts to die out, so does your staticky image as it fades back in with reality. You know where they are.
Guys, I think he's cornered, and I think I know the way. Follow me.
I'm chasing him.
I just start running.
Rex is kind of stunned for a moment.
I know that if I try to explain, it'll be too late by the time anybody starts to believe me.
Yeah, Rex is stunned for a moment, and then he starts running after, and he's just got like this bewildered look on his face. He's thinking about the smoke and sparks that were coming out of your head.
Golden One, he follows, and he gets up, he levels with you, Rex, and he goes, as you're moving through the streets, he goes, is that normal for him?
I've never seen anything like that before. I have no idea what that was.
I'm keeping an eye on this kid.
Did his head just catch on fire?
It's kind of what it looks like to me. Like, I mean, I don't know what's under that beanie, but like, I don't want to know now.
I want to know. I gotta ask him about that.
You all are running back through to the place where Bravo had his vision of Gregor.
All right, so when I'm pursuing, when I'm trying to catch up with Gregor, I am not modifying the route at all. I'm just taking the route I am most confident in and just running down the street.
You're able to get there. When you make it there, unfortunately, like it's your shock and your surprise when you get there, and it is just an empty dead end alley. There are no people in here. There is no Gregor in here.
Okay, I felt very confident of that weird vision I had, so I'm immediately looking around for, I don't know, blood, signs of a struggle.
Is there anyone nearby?
There's not anyone who's like really nearby. Like if you poke your head out of the alley, you can see a couple of people like off in the distance, but there's no one in like the immediate vicinity.
Okay.
Rex catches up and runs up to Bravo and goes, "Bravo, what are we doing here? What just happened? What was with that smoke and the sparks coming from your head?"
Bravo gets kind of sheepish. We all have a past, and I kind of make sure my beanie is pulled down well. But I'm immediately, if I don't get vindicated here, I'm going to be very embarrassed. So I immediately start to observe. Is this Rita Sitch?
I was going
to
say, is this a Rita Sitch kind of? That's why I was wondering if there are people nearby for like a Rita person kind of deal.
Or we could you know, read the Sitch as in check out the alley to see if there's any of the things left over from the struggle.
Yeah.
So here's what we'll do. So I'll describe what you see in the alley like in a bit finer detail. And then you can decide amongst all yourselves like who wants to roll, who wants to help. As you look through the alley with a more fine-tooth comb, it is clear that there was a struggle here. You can see that like the dust and the dirt and the gravel, it's been disturbed, it's been disrupted. There's a bullet hole in the back wall. You can tell some crap went down here, but like as far as who won or where they went after that, it's not super clear.
From Rex's background, he has a decent amount of kind of, I don't know if forensics is the right word, but investigating scenes of struggles, particularly if he's had to clean them up. So I think I would like to roll for Rita Sitch.
Okay.
Before to help, Bravo, what is your hex with Rex?
It's plus one.
Okay. I can help because when I roll to help, I can roll sharp instead of hex.
Okay. I rolled a 9 total.
I rolled a 7.
7 to 9, you had 1. You get to Rita Sitch.
Oh, Andrew, Rita Sitch, here we go. Okay, so I get to ask 3. I think the first one I'll ask is, who's in control here?
So you look around the scene, and you pay closer attention. What you're able to determine is that the guards are the ones who were in control here. You can just look, and you're just like trying to pay attention to like some of the shuffling patterns, looking at like, where's the gun? You know, Gregor didn't have a gun on him. He gave it to you. Exactly. You look around. You're pretty sure that the guards are the ones in control of this situation.
Okay. I wonder if I can ask, what's my enemy's true position?
It's a question.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have very good hex together, so that works.
Is that the question you want to ask?
Yes. Sorry. What's my enemy's true position? That's question number 2.
Okay, so your enemy's true position, you look around, and what happens is, as you look around, Golden One pipes up and goes, "Okay, so I don't know about you, my intuition says that a guy loses a fight against 3 other people. If they're not here, they're probably hauling him off to the, if they're not here and he's not dead, they're probably hauling him off to the guard station."
Hmm. And I really don't know what question number 3 should be. Which enemy is the biggest threat?
I'm gonna flip it on you a little bit.
Sure.
You're the enemy that is the biggest threat is time.
Definitely works.
Golden, do you know where this guard station is?
Golden, when he nods, he says, "Yeah, the guard station. It's over in the northeast end of the city. It's just a little old place. We can go over there and I can show you." Obviously it's teeming with guards, but yeah, it's over on the east side of the city.
We gotta go now. We don't have much time. I think the guards got him, and we're in trouble here.
They're transporting a prisoner, and we're running. There's a chance we could catch him before they get there, right?
I mean, I suppose, like, it depends on whether or not he's unconscious or going willingly.
Only way to find out is to go.
Alrighty then, well, then let's go, I guess.
Lead out.
Alrighty, so, with that, Golden One, he begins to lead you over in the east. Golden One, he's very careful, he's very cautious, because he thinks that y'all's cover has been blown. Here's what I want, because, you know, obviously it's a big city. So you're going to the guardhouse to find Gregor. Is your intention to try and find them along the way, or just to reach the guardhouse as fast as you can?
Bravo would rather catch them along the way, but...
Funny, Rex would do the opposite.
Uh-huh. How about Dice?
I would probably try to, like, catch him along the way.
How about this? Let's have a discussion in character and see what decision the group comes to. So Golden One goes, okay, well, I mean, we can go to the guardhouse. That's not an issue. Like, I can take you there right now.
We go there right now, we stake it out, or we just jump in on them before they know what hit them. Because if the guards go in there, they know that something went down. They inform the rest of the guards, we do not have the advantage. We get there before them. Surprise!
Yeah, or even if we're a little bit, not right next to the guardhouse, but, because I don't want to have any of the other guards, you know, see us jump them. Can we catch them before they get there?
I mean, it's technically possible, but we'd have to find them first, and that's going to be the hard part, because we don't know, I don't know which way they went. Like, yeah, for all I know, like, they've been walking along the river's edge on the top of the wall, parading his body, going like, look at this traitor. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where they went. I don't know which way they went.
I'm definitely in the boat of trying to get him before they get to the guardhouse. So that means we need to go.
Dice and Golden, you two know this city. What would be the best place to try to catch him?
So whereabouts are we at the moment?
You're kind of near the number one, because you're in like the mix between warehouse and residential, and the residential's up north, and the warehouse is in the west. So, like, kind of where that number one is that denotes the outer wall, you're kind of in that area.
Okay. Based off of Rex's read of Sitch, do we have a general idea of, like, if he was being dragged or, like, carried, or did we not get that information?
I don't think you got that information, no. Okay. Doesn't look like something you could get from this area.
Okay. Well, I would imagine if they haven't gotten to the guardhouse yet, they would probably be making a straight shot to the guardhouse. So I would I'd probably pick the quickest route from here to the guardhouse.
Okay.
And then follow that road and see if we find them along that road, because that seems the most logical route that guards would choose, in my opinion.
Okay, so what it is there's this, the way that the city is set up, it's these kind of concentric rings, and there's one of these main rings fairly close to where you are. What you can guess and what you can surmise is that if the guards are just trying to get this person into a cell before they wake up or are able to fight off too much, they'll probably be taking the most direct route they possibly can. It's going to be one of these, like, concentric rings. What we're going to do is we're going to have you. Are you going to lead the charge then, Dice?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Yeah, Bravo?
I pull off my beanie again, and I just say to Dice, hey, if anybody questions us, just say you're getting me to the medical center.
On it.
Because I have the fake bandages on the side of my head, so.
Alrighty, so how we're going to resolve this. Dice, because you're leading the party, you are going to act under fire.
Gosh, okay.
So roll plus cool. And we'll see what result you get.
Oh, I'm so scared. Okay. Not great. 5.
Okay. Question. Can I, because I was doing that with the disguise, can I count that as helping? Can I roll to help?
Can only one person roll to help?
Only one person can roll to help for a roll. Yeah, I'll say so, because what you're doing is you're helping, you're creating a an excuse for why you're moving can move fast without being detected.
Yeah. Oh, so close. I got 6 plus 3, so 9. So it's only a plus 1 help.
+1.
Here's what happens. So, you know that there's multiple rings. that technically they could have gone any way. And all that you know is that you don't find them along the way, along the route to the guard station. Like, just you don't find them there. Maybe it's because they took a different route than the one you chose, or maybe they chose one that was not as fast but more discreet. You really don't know. But so you do end up reaching the guard station, but along the way you do not find them.
Oh heck. Okay. I'm gonna turn to then Golden One and say, like, can you think of any other way that they could be coming from?
Golden One, he's real fidgety in this area. He doesn't like being this close to the guard station. He goes, like, it's possible that they looped further north to try and avoid or I guess further south to try and avoid more of the crowds as they move towards the bunks for the night. But I mean, like, yeah, that's really the only thing I can think of.
Well, while we're here, we always could just go with my plan.
We don't know if he's here yet.
Oh no, that's what we want. We want to storm them before they come in, get the upper hand. Golden Boy, is this where they keep the weapons?
Yeah. So they'll keep the weapons in the basement of this building.
Ah, perfect. I got a few things I need to grab from in there then. How many guards are there?
And Golden One, he gets it. He's a little fidgety. He's like, okay, like, we can answer these questions, but like, what? I mean, like, Bravo, your namesake, Bravo, wonderful job of giving a distraction, but like, we need to, like, can we like take cover or like find a better place to have this discussion than like just kind of in the road?
Yeah, let's get out of the road. And man, I just wonder what the last while has been like for Gregor.
It's like you can read my mind. No, that's good.
I have a character character move called transition. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think that, okay, so that little sidebar, that'd be hilarious to have just like an extra move where it's like when the party is split, roll plus transition. Roll plus weird. Yeah, roll plus weird. On a 10 plus, like, you transition fine. Like, on a 7 to 9, it's like kind of staticky. And on a 6 plus, we transition right as you're about to get hit with something. No, okay, but yeah.
On a less than 6, you accidentally change the channel. Right at the good part.
On a less than 6, it changes to some telenovela.
On a 2 or lower, you find out it was all a dream.
Yeah, so just before we transition over to Gregor, just like, I want to know, so y'all are getting off the road. You're getting off of the main road, but what are you doing to, where are you hiding, basically? Like, are you going to try and stake it out, or are you just going to find a quiet place to talk?
I think we should stay close.
Presumably somewhere kind of around like the corner of a building where there aren't people, but we have vision of the barracks.
Okay.
So we can talk quietly, but still keep an eye on it.
Yes. Also, this may be metagamey, but there's definitely a guard that's knocked out that you can interrogate.
Yeah, but he's so far away.
One travel montage later.
If it comes to that, that's a good metagamey reminder.
No, that's, remember that note that I said in all caps? Don't worry. I'll worry about him later.
All right, so y'all find a little place. It's slightly more secluded, but not such an obvious hiding place that you'll get found out.
Is that how hiding places work?
I don't know. Yeah, just from what y'all were describing, like you said, you find a little place. It's slightly around the corner. Yeah, you just find a little place and keep an eye on it. We transition over to Gregor. So Gregor, your memory from when you got hit with the club to when you're sitting chained to a chair, it's kind of fuzzy. You're not really sure of like a whole lot besides the fact that you were, you know, you were moved from one place to the other. You have a splitting headache. And when you like regain enough of your faculties to fully process the room that you're in, you see it is a very plain room. You are in a chair that you are chained to. There is a table in front of you, and there are several doors in and out of this room, but they all are locked. There are several doors in and out of this room. All of them have like windows, but the windows have metal grating across them.
So when I first come to, I want to keep my eyes closed and just listen at first. I want to see if there's anything I can hear, anyone in the room with me.
So you do not hear anyone in the room. The kind of ambience that you hear is, like, you hear the slight whirring of some, like, probably like a fan or something going in one of the corners of this room. Like, you hear some footsteps from above you, somewhere probably the floor above, and it's generally pretty quiet in this area.
And the you mentioned the chair and the table. What is the chair made out of? Am I chained, like, my wrists are chained to the armrests, or are my hands chained onto the table, handcuff style?
The chair and the table, they're made of wood. And they look, the table, it's repurposed from something else. Like, it's old, knotted, and pitted. There's some, like, paint splatter in one, like, just kind of speckled along it. It looks kind of like it was taken from some, like, kitchen where there were children. It's a damaged table. And the chair you're in is just it's a simple, straight-backed wooden chair. The way that you're chained to it is there's two little, like, just like little master padlocks and just links of chain. Now, the chain has been screwed into the chair on one side, and then it's padlocked after it's wrapped over your wrist and over your ankles.
Can I read a situation? I definitely guess we can wait until somebody comes into the room, eh?
You can definitely read a situation. What information you're going to get from it may or may not be helpful, but...
Well, I would like to read a situation.
Alrighty.
That is a 10 plus 2. So that is a 12. What is my best escape route / way out?
Probably one of the doors.
Okay, alrighty, yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot that I can really get out of this, but mostly I just wanted to read a situation because then I have skills that come into play later. So
as you're, like, looking around the room, kind of like just sussing it out and reading this situation, you hear one of the doors, you hear the deadbolt turn in it, and it opens up, and two uniformed guards walk in. One has a yellow stripe on his shirt, and the other one has a red stripe on his shirt. And they approach the table, and the one in red says, "Someone is finally awake."
Hi, everybody. This is Matthew. Hope that you've been enjoying the episode thus far. Thanks for listening. We are really enjoying making this. We're hoping you're enjoying listening to it, and we would love some feedback. So why not leave us a review? You can subscribe if you're enjoying what we're doing. We also do want to give a shout out to Audionautics, and especially to Mackenzie for making our amazing theme music. That was the bit that really got me excited to play this game. So thanks for all of that, and we hope you're enjoying, and we'll get back to the show.
Yes, thank you for these wonderful accommodations.
And I give him a lopsided grin, maybe spit a little blood out of my mouth.
The guard tells you there is no reason to be smart with me. You're in a heap of trouble. good sir. And he pulls a chair from the far end of the walls and just scrapes it across the ground and puts it so he can sit across the table from you.
And is this Red Stripe or Yellow Stripe who's doing the talking?
This is Red Stripe who's doing the talking. Okay. The guard, he sits down and folds his hands, you know, like laces his fingers together and sets them on the table and says, "We have quite a few questions for you. The first of which being, how did you get in here?"
Well, to be honest, it wasn't really that hard. I had a couple of hired hands who took all the eyes, and I just walked right in. Your security around here is pretty shoddy.
The guard, his eyes narrow as you say, the security is really shoddy around here, and he goes, "We have good enough security. Let us tell you what position you're in before you say anything else foolish like this. Your name is Cosmopolitan, blah, 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 blah. Frankly, that doesn't matter anymore. We don't know who you were before you came here. What we care about is why you came here to destroy our culture and our city and our safety. You are dangerous and you are not acting alone. What we need to know is what you intended to do, what you've already done, and who you're acting with. And you can answer those questions in whatever order you see fit."
I mean, of course. I guess I shouldn't criticize your security too hard. I mean, look where I am. What can I say? I got sloppy. What I will say is that this time tomorrow, regardless of what I tell you or do not, it will be all over for you and your society and your safety. I am an agent of the Mosquito King. And this time tomorrow, your city will be not more than a crater.
Okay. You need to roll to manipulate someone because you're lying to this guy's face.
Okay.
Yep, so roll plus hot.
Alrighty. That is a 9.
Okay. On a 9. Okay, so the guard, I will tell you his name just so I don't have to refer him as the guard. His name is Justice 7.
Okay, and that's Red Stripe.
Yeah, Justice 7, he's a Red Stripe.
And he's the one who seems to be in charge.
Right? He's the one who's in charge of this interrogation, yes.
Is this the same Red Stripe who I fought in the alley?
No. No, this is a different one. So so Justice 7, he says, "The Mosquito King, eh? We've never heard of this Mosquito King. Please, you must tell us more."
"Oh yes, I'm going to spill all my secrets. I guess it doesn't hurt.
You are chained to a chair."
"True. Let's just put it this way, though. I fear him a heck of a lot more than I fear you."
What would the Mosquito King want with our city? That's the real question that we're wondering."
"The Mosquito King has many followers. What he does not have is technology. He does not have the resources. He has a surplus of people, and what he needs is raw materials to go with the technology he has already received. The great Mosquito King, he takes all. The fact that you've captured me, all that means is that there's probably someone or something here that's worth taking. He will be sorely disappointed when he arrives, and there's not but people with sticks." And I, as much contempt as possible into that word. "So likely, the city will be destroyed merely for causing him annoyance. One does not cross the Mosquito King lightly."
And so Justice 7, he looks at you and says, "Now, this Mosquito King, how How would we know that you're really an agent of this Mosquito King? You don't seem to bear any insignias or marks, and the people who you came into here with, they were armed to the teeth, but again, as we see no marks of the Mosquito King on their weaponry.
They're no more than hired muscle. They merely got me in. I don't even know where they are, and frankly, I don't care. Huh. Would it be possible for Gregor to read these people to kind of get a sense of
absolutely
their personalities a little bit more?
Yes, you can definitely. This is a charged situation. You can read a person all you want, and you can ask any of the questions that you win anytime during the conversation.
Okay. All right, that is a 9 plus 2, so that is an 11. Haha.
Alrighty, you get hold plus 3. While you're interacting with this person, spend your hold to ask questions one for one. So would you like to ask any questions immediately, or do you want to bank them for the continuing conversation?
I want to ask, what is Justice really feeling?
Justice is feeling... He's feeling out of his depth. He doesn't know whether or not to believe your story about the Mosquito King, but if he's wrong, but if you're telling the truth, then this is something that's way above his pay grade and is really serious. Yeah, but if you're lying, then like he's wasting time and he doesn't want to waste his superior's time. He just feels out of his depth and confused.
Okay, alrighty.
So Justice says, actually, is there anything you wanted to? Wanted to say anything you want to do?
He asked how do I know, or how what proof do I have?
Basically,
Justice, my friend, I can tell that you have much to learn. If you were coming in to an enemy society, would you carry evidence on your person? Come now,
Justice. He was silent for a minute, just staring you dead in the eyes. You know you got him there, but he's never going to admit it.
I throw a little wink, just being cheeky.
With that, Justice, he thunders up, knocks the chair over as he stands up, puts his hands on the table, leans just as close as he just can't ever. He was like, just kind of, yeah, he's real close to you, just whispers. It's the quietest thing. He goes, listen here, you're going in a barrel either way. Now, you can go in a barrel being a helpful person, or we can chuck you in the river not having any information and still win against this pesky little Mosquito King that you claim to be real. It's a bug.
This from a society that's afraid of a fungus. It's true. I will be dead soon, and so will you. The Mosquito King is inevitable.
Okay, so with that, the Justice, he straightens up, kind of does that little, like, yank on his upper shirt to pull it taut, and he goes, you may not tell us anything. Your time has not yet come. And with that, he snaps his fingers and walks out the door with the yellow striped guard, leaving you alone in the room.
When they leave, I want to... Obviously, they wouldn't chain me to a chair that was made out of balsa wood, but how hefty is this chair that I'm chained to?
It's relatively heavy. Think like a... I mean, like, relatively in the sense of, like, think like a, your average kitchen chair. Like, this thing wasn't purpose-built, but okay. With enough effort, you could probably destroy it, but it's not going to be just, like, Kung Fu movie. Flip on your back, and it shatters into a million pieces.
And... I'm sure they took my grappling hook, but am I still wearing my clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to do, or should we transition, or should we roll plus transition?
Yeah, let's roll plus transition. Nothing yet.
Okay. So roll plus transition. I need to pull up my handy dandy Google dice. Google, roll 2d6. Oh, okay. So we got a 6 on a roll plus transition.
Ooh, looks like we're going to commercial break.
Oh, we go no. to commercial break. After this commercial break.
Wait.
Yeah.
Got a commercial.
Okay.
Rickshaw's Roach Bars. They're nutritious. They'll feed the masses. Exporting to the entire eastern seaboard. We guarantee 100% plague-free. Buy Rickshaw's Roach Bars today. Anybody else? Anybody else got one?
No, but where can I buy them?
You just reach into the most, into the darkest corner of your mind and scream with your whole soul. He'll come to you.
Oh, okay. Roll plus weird. Got it.
After that wonderful, very like 1950s-esque cartoon animation Roach Hotel jingle commercial, we come back into our three PCs and Golden One. You have been staking out this guardhouse for probably half an hour or so, maybe 45 minutes. You have not seen them bring Gregor in. You have seen several guards come in and out, though.
Gosh, dang it.
Mm.
Okie dokie. So, time's not on our side, obviously. If we didn't take 45 minutes to get here, they're not going to take 45 minutes to get here. So I think the only thing we can assume at this point is he is inside the building already, which is less than ideal.
The longer time we wait, the more time they have to try to find us. I'm liking Rex's plan more and more.
Of course you are. This is the best plan.
It's but, the only plan left.
You know, there's a few things we got to clear up first. Now, well, Golden wait. Boy asked you earlier, but about how many guards are in there, you think?
Well, let's see. Let's math never was my strong suit. There's roughly 50 to 60 throughout the entire community, but obviously not all of them are on duty at the same time. It's getting later, so we'd have more of them in there. I'd say we've probably, like, worst case scenario, we've got maybe 30 of them in that building. But, like, again, that's worst case scenario. I mean, hey, if you think about it, like, there's probably a good chance a good half of them are spread around the city as, you know, the warehouse district is winding down, making sure people get to their bunks carefully, that manning the walls, like, there's a good shot that we could,
sneaking into a guarded facility, against insane odds. Rex, you ever done anything like this before?
Oh, yeah. Best part is, most of them probably don't even got many guns.
Wait, was that M-A-N-Y or M-I-N-I?
What?
Is that many guns or mini guns?
Oh, they probably don't got mini guns. Although they may have my mini gun. But good luck on them trying to use it. Bet none of those string beans can even pick up opera.
I'm going to say that as they've been waiting and observing, you said lots of people went in and out. I've been trying to figure which way we could sneak in with attracting the least attention. Mm-hmm. So is it all right if I go ahead and read a charge situation?
Absolutely.
I got a 7.
Okay, so I believe you get to ask 1 then.
All right. What is my best way in?
Wow, so original. So your best way in depends on what you're trying to do. There are two entrances to this building. One is the front door, which is the one that, you know, has the big label above it that says guard station. That's where you've seen the majority of the people go in and out of this building. But there's also a side door that you've seen fewer people enter and exit, but you've also only seen guards enter and exit, as opposed to the front door, which you've seen mostly guards enter and exit, but also a couple of civilians.
Okay. Are there any windows without bars on them?
There are windows on the second floor that have no bars on them, but there are no windows on the first floor that don't have bars on them.
Okay. Dang. We're missing our guy with a grappling hook.
Too bad he's inside.
Oh, we'll just run in and grab it, and then we'll use it.
Good plan. So
obviously, I'm not serious. We run in and we just annihilate them.
Let's just make sure that we use the door that fewer people use. Should we just go? I don't know if there's that much more planning we can do.
I don't really think there is either. I think we just go for it.
All right, guns a-blazin'. Wait, I don't have any guns. None of us have guns. Sneaking a-blazin'.
Rex pulls out Gregor's gun. I got one.
ooh, question. Should we have Rex? No. Should we have Dice? I don't know. Should we have somebody do something sneaky where it's like, oh, we got the bad guy's grandson. Is there a reward if anybody, like, if we see any guards along the way? And then a cheeky little, I don't know, quietly choke him out when their back is turned.
Dice is probably the most well-known member of this community. She could try it.
I'm not that well-known. I've only been here for like a week.
Gregor, you're the one who looks most like a guard. Okay, you know what?
Greg,
let's just hope we don't see anybody.
I don't think
Gregor
can help.
You can't help. He's a little tied up.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I meant...
Oh, Gregor, there you are.
My mistake.
When did you get here?
Rex. Rex, you're the one who looks most like a guard. I don't know. Let's just have that as a backup plan. Hopefully we don't see any guards on the way in. Let's just... I'm ready.
We can use... Yeah, backup. Okay.
Golden Boy, are you going to hang back or...
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Here's my end of the plan. Because I don't think I'll be much help inside. The more people we have, it's going to be just more chaos. And anyways, I don't have any big weapons on me. Here's what we'll do. How much time do you think you need? Because I can give you... I can wait 10, 15 minutes and then set something on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Okay, so that's what I'll do then. I'll give you 10 or 15 minutes, and then if you don't come out, or if I, you know, hear the gunfire stop, then I will light something on fire.
You know, okay. It'll be easier to spark an uprising if there are a lot fewer guards.
Bravo, I got one question before we run in. You gotta tell me what was with that sparking and steaming from your head.
Let's just say... yeah, we'll get into it.
Can we discuss that later? We kind of...
I promise I'm not a liability.
We're kind of in a rush right now.
That's all behind me. I'm a person. I'm here. I'm a person.
All right, just don't go backfiring because we need as many people as we can have.